traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And it goes back to like people just like attacking Jake Paul and like wanting to see me fail for literally like nothing. Like they're suing me for
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Something I didn't do. Like, on God.
We got a great episode for you guys. My brother is the guest. He gets very emotional. He opens up about his anxiety tweet that went viral, and he's kind of under the firing squad for doing. We dive into that. But before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to Fashion Nova. You guys know Fashion Nova has always been a huge supporter of us, as we have been a huge supporter of them. Their stuff is sick. I got Fashion Nova dripping in my room. They support the culture. They're affordable. I'm on their website right now, and festival season is coming up, so I'm going to equip myself with a lot of Fashion Nova. One of my hoodies, one of my favorite hoodies, you guys have probably seen a lot of my content, is Fashion Nova. So go to fashionnova.com/men's or men's. You can really make it whatever plurality you want. But yeah, shout out to Fashion Nova. Let's get into a very, very juicy episode. Peace. Mike, how do you feel about getting the podcast started?
I would like to. I think podcasts are a good long form way for people to, you know, explain themselves, say they've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Say somebody that they're with mm-hmm. has done something wrong to them. Yeah, I feel like podcasts are a great way for those people to then come together, express both sides, and have a debate.
A civil discourse, if you will. Yeah. Welcome back to Impulsive, where we're about to have the most civil of discourses. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. Hit that button if you're not subscribed. We're approaching 2 million subscribers. Sort of. We kind of stuck for a little bit. But
dude, should we have Lana share it out? Because we know that'll...
I've never seen anyone move the needle like your girlfriend, Lana Rhodes. Who would have guessed?
What a great birthday present.
The number one porn star in the world is the key to all of our success. Lana freaking Rhodes. We love you, Lana.
Wait, should we bring her in for a hot sec?
She's here.
For, don't you mean a hot sex?
Go grab her. So we can do just a quick round. No, Mike. Just bring her in for a hot sex.
Just listen.
A hot sex.
We got a big guest today.
Bring her in for some hot sex, Dill. So we do have a big guest today. Jake Paul is my brother. You are our number one most recurring guest.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is this three? Is this the third one?
This is third or fourth time on the podcast.
I feel honored. Thank you guys for having me. I'm nervous today to talk about things.
Well, it's a big day.
It's a big day.
Just walk on. We just want to give you a round of applause and say thank you. Come here. Come over to this side, baby. Come here.
We're not live, but we are recording.
Yeah, we're recording. Get the fuck out of here, George. Until you start to move the fucking needle. All right.
It's a podcast.
Hi, Lana.
Get the whole room. Come on. Does she not deserve a round of applause?
Hey. We should have her on an episode one day.
Oh, she's down 100%.
We got it talking.
No. You know why it'll work?
Because I can sit there and be quiet, and then you guys can talk.
No, we do that anyways. Sort of.
She's great on camera.
No, it's because she you know us now, so you're like semi comfortable with like me anyways. I'm sure you're pretty comfortable with Mike. So I think it'll work. I don't know. Anyway, all right.
It's so cute.
This is. All right, I'm gonna throw it in my mouth. Right, that's enough. That's enough.
Go get your work done. Aww.
What a beaut. All right, so back cute. To the topic at hand.
So you're nervous, huh?
Yeah.
It's, I'll tell you why, bro. I mean, I'd rather you tell me.
I don't get nervous,
but you do get anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, all jokes aside, you do. Yeah. We've talked about this before.
Let's talk about the big topics at hand. Why don't you just say some buzzwords?
Yeah. Anxiety, cheating, Alyssa Violet 2.0, Gib, KSI, financial freedom.
It's been a wild week for you.
It's been a wild week.
Should we roll into this a little bit?
We scheduled Jake before you had this Twitter thing explode. So I just want to make it clear that we aren't just like hopping on the bandwagon just to clear that up or even converse about it. But you were scheduled, and then that was even before this thing with Hannah erupted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give a little bit of context for the people that aren't watching the trending?
Sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure. So, Jake, I'm your brother. I fucking love you. I go on Twitter yesterday. I see Jake Paul trending. Obviously, first thing that comes to my mind is not again, right? Like, yo, it affects me so much differently when I'm trending. When I'm trending, mistake or fake dick sucking controversy or not, I don't really care. If it's through a mistake, I listen. But like with the fake dick sucking thing, I kind of was just like, okay, this is the internet. But when I see you trending, it really hurts me. And I may get emotional this episode. And
yeah.
I hate that we're here again. And
where is that? Where is here again?
The Paul brothers involved in some sort of controversy where social media erupts. But,
yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way actually, in the exact opposite. Like when I'm trending, like I don't really care, but when you're trending, I want to like yell at everyone and like start tweeting people and like defend you.
This one's tricky. It's not even that tricky. Here's the context. You put out a tweet. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday morning. Right?
And the first sentence was, remember, anxiety is created by you. I'll read the whole tweet.
I think it's
important. Yeah. Remember, anxiety is created by you. Sometimes you got to let life play out and remind yourself to be happy and that the answers will come. Chill your mind out. Go for a walk. Talk to a friend. Before we dive into it, I want to give some more context. This hit me extra hard because of the conversation we had just the night before. Just the night before where you came over.
Yeah.
And as a brother, you were like, hey, man, I'm feeling this type of way. Any advice? We kind of had a heart to heart by the hot tub, me, Mike, you and Mac. And then you put this out. And I know as your brother and someone who loves you that this was a way to express your emotions and find, I think, some sort of relatability or if someone could latch onto something you said here, which because by the way, these are, correct me if I'm wrong, good coping mechanisms.
I want to give you the whole floor and get Jake's response, but quickly to that point, the everything below the first line is an incredible point about anxiety. A lot of this stuff, letting your mind go, stop thinking and trying to figure everything out, stop letting your mind attack you, trying to find a way to chill, going for a walk, getting air, talking to someone. These are tried and true, effective coping mechanisms for people who struggle with anxiety. Everything that he said after the first line of this tweet is an effective coping mechanism. And so I want to put that pin in it really quick and then let you get back to it. And then I'll jump back in after.
People latch onto the first line.
The first line.
That's what you went viral for and started trending.
Yeah, I mean... And we were talking about it off camera. I feel like I'm half right. It's like stress, all these imaginary thoughts playing into the future, thinking about the future, getting stressed over things that haven't even happened yet. Like worrying about work, worrying about all the problems you have. Oh, I have so many things to do. Oh, I failed at this. This happened. You know, thinking about like, oh my God, like what am I going to fuck up? Am I going to do something wrong? Like that is all in the future. And that is why those thoughts are created by you, and you can let them keep going and get more anxious and build that shit up. Or you can realize like, I'm doing this to myself. These are my thoughts and you can control your thoughts.
How bad is your anxiety?
It's like waves. It's really wavy.
But when it's the worst it's been, how bad is it? On like a scale of 1 to 10. Do you feel like you want to die? Do you feel like you can't breathe?
No.
Do you feel trapped?
I feel a little trapped.
It's been worse lately.
The reason I'm asking, I feel lost almost in a weird way.
So, okay.
This is the reason I'm asking. I know you. I believe you fall into the category of a, verbiage here is so important because like similar to this tweet and like things I've said in the past, I don't want to like,
well, you're also not an expert on it. And so I hope that no one watching the show takes every single thing you say literally. You're not an expert on anxiety or mental health or generalized anxiety disorder.
I'm just dissecting this tweet. No, I'm not an expert. Everyone knows that.
There's
a fairly regular balanced brain that I think you have that can get caught up with the anxiety of the everyday stresses, which is the things you just described.
Yes.
And then there's the chemical imbalance type anxiety.
Genetic anxiety.
That is not created by you.
Right. Which is why I feel like I'm half right. And I didn't even realize literally until yesterday that there were people who were chemically imbalanced and like couldn't control it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You didn't know. I mean, that's so
how, why would I know that?
Have you ever had any kind of treatment for anxiety? So as someone who's, and this is why I got so involved in it yesterday. Cause as people watching this know, I've struggled with anxiety and depression. I've been to every therapist. I've been on every antidepressant for my anxiety, for my depression, my whole life. I don't know if it's because of internal stressors, genetics, or if it's because of external stressors, but for whatever reason, I struggle with anxiety every single day of my life. When I saw you tweet about it yesterday, I didn't get the same kind of visceral feeling that other people who suffer did. I did not say to myself, this is worded so improperly that I am going to latch on to bandwagon hate against someone who is clearly struggling. What I saw was a tweet from someone who is currently struggling with anxiety. Was it worded perfectly? Absolutely not. Could it have been worded better? Yes. Does that discount your right to voice your current emotional state and voice your feelings about how you're feeling at the time or what you're doing to make yourself feel better? Absolutely not. Absolutely fucking not. You should have every right, like everyone else, to go through the same pain, the same struggle that people like I do. I saw tweets coming back to your tweet and to my tweet back to it that said, Jake Paul is famous. Jake Paul does not understand what it's like to struggle with daily stressors.
That's why I hate is like people think that I'm like not a human. And that's what me and my friends are talking about. Like, yo, they're just like, oh, Jake Paul's rich. Jake Paul has this. Jake Paul has the best life. He's Jake. Like, and they're like, why would he have anxiety? He has the perfect life. Like, do people not understand that everyone is human and that none of those things, being famous, having money, mean fucking anything? And that the only thing that matters is like friends, human connection, how you feel,
your mental health. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's like,
We had this conversation in the car yesterday.
Yep, absolutely.
We had it in the car. My only rebuttal when maybe this is just like the way I move is like, I really do try to put it into perspective. Cause like I acknowledge the fact that I, because of my hard work now, live a privileged life. I'm blessed or whatever. I'm fortunate. And anytime I find myself in times of really deep sadness, I really do try to put it into perspective and say like, you know, it could be worse. Like it
100%.
And it's hard. You responded. And sometimes it's hard, like specifically with you, like you're a very blessed
man.
And I think my response to when we had this conversation, because you're absolutely right, perspective has actually saved my life. Being able to remember the fact that I'm so blessed to, one, even still be breathing, but two, to have a roof over my head, food on my plate, most importantly, a network of people to talk to and to fall back on when I'm feeling a certain kind of way. Those are blessings that very, very many people in this world do not have. That is the perspective you talk about is what saves me from going back down, 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 way far. It saves my life. But it doesn't stop anxiety. It doesn't stop racing negative thought loops. It doesn't stop all that stuff. I told him last night, I said, if I don't get my mental health right and keep my mental health right, I could have $150 million in the bank, the hottest wife in the world, sitting on a yacht with no responsibilities and still be stressing and anxious over what may come in the future. Those two do not have a direct relationship that people think they do. If you are, I know more unhappy, anxious, depressed billionaires than I do people living with negative $35 in their checking account.
Yeah.
Why do you think how many rich people have you seen that have killed themselves over the past year?
Yeah.
And of course there's people that aren't rich that do too, but I think people have this fucked up thought that once you make it and once you get a little bit of money that you aren't able to feel the same way.
Yeah, like people didn't know like what I was like going through in that moment or like what all the things were. Like that's why it's like you never know what someone's going through. So how can you judge like what they're feeling or how they even deal with certain things?
It's ignorance on both parts. We asked in our last podcast, depending on the order that we release them, why are people so mean? We just asked this question. Like in general, why are people so mean, especially online? And one of the reasons that I said was empathetic ignorance. So people are unwilling to have empathy for you because they're ignorant to the fact that you're still a human. Just like ignorance maybe played a part in you tweeting that anxiety was created by you. You say that you were unaware of the chemical imbalance type of mental health.
That factor.
Ignorance plays a huge part in on both sides.
Yeah, I was unaware of the chemical imbalance and like specifically in anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew there was like chemical imbalance
with like depression.
For like mental health and other factors.
Yeah. Bipolar, all that.
Like, it also is like I think it can be rooted in experience as well. Like, have you ever been around someone who has had like a panic attack? And like, have you seen like viscerally the type of effect that has over that person? And it literally just collapses them into like a shell of themselves. Yeah. So, I mean, that's and why also, like I said, this made me so sad is like, I knew where this was coming from. I had just spoken with you the day before. Right. And it bothered me that
you're struggling. Like,
it was very, you made it clear. So you're like, yo, like I'm mad. Just like a gray area in my life. And and then people are attacking you because you worded something wrong. It really hurt me in a way that I did not like.
Yeah.
Can I just hit the flip side really quickly too? I also, on the opposing side, you obviously understand that you didn't word it properly. You've already stated that because you didn't you had some unknowns on the topic, having to do a genetic input, so on and so forth. So maybe you could have worded it better. Yes. Also, something that I need to remind myself always is when I say that those coping mechanisms work, they do, but unfortunately not for everyone. Anxiety, depression, manic, all those mental health disorders are very subjective to the person. There are certain things where certain people where none of those coping mechanisms
work. Sorry to interrupt. Should people just not talk about what coping mechanisms work for them? Is it because that's what happened here?
I get
only Jake Paul would get shitted on for talking about how he deals with anxiety.
I agree to an extent. I've seen other people take quite a bit of heat when they speak very broadly about mental health topics because it is such a subjective thing. I think you're Jake Paul, you got one of the worst I've ever seen of it, and it was unfair. And by the way, I'm on your side. I've tweeted out in your defense about this. I believe very strongly that you've been wronged here, but also I'm just looking at the opposing side.
I'm trying to learn, like, what?
Right.
Like, can we not talk about, like, I...
So, like, you can't. You can't.
No, yes,
why?
You can.
I disagree.
But why?
I disagree.
Bro, because this is what pisses me off, bro, is why do I go age 1 through 18 having like anxiety in like different ways, but like not even knowing what it is and just thinking like my mind is like eating itself and not knowing what it is. First of all, that I don't even know what's going on. I just thought I was like a human being, didn't know that this was not normal. Two, how do I deal with this? And like, so who the fuck is going to tell me I can't talk about this so that a younger kid who maybe doesn't know that they have anxiety finds out about anxiety, learns how to deal with it, and moves forward from it.
I think it's because you didn't speak personally from your personal. Your the first line was, remember, kids, anxiety is created by you, right? Versus if you said like,
I've been struggling.
Most of the time, yeah, I feel like my anxiety is created by myself. I have to remind myself that my thoughts are not me, right? If you spoke from everything that you felt,
yeah,
because anxiety is not generalized, bro. This is a weird, complicated, dynamic, disease.
It's a disease.
Can I say?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Disease that, yep, everyone who experiences a different
or it's a mental portion health, of it. Sorry, I think it's a mental health disorder. I think it's
disorder
called.
I should have said. Yeah, please don't fucking.
No, you're not,
bro.
Dude,
who knows? Who knows?
We can look up the mental health, the MH. What is it? The MHV, or mental health journal, if we need the exact term.
Yeah.
But to his point, that's true. But also, I think that you need to keep in mind that you're being attacked because you're Jake Paul, for one, but also some of the people are attacking you just because the platform you hold, which at the end of the day is massive. You are a massive, massive global entity that speaks to millions and millions of people. And there were some people that spoke out against you,
yeah,
that
like,
want, hold on. That
I
want,
don't know
that,
what the fuck I'm doing.
That want to,
like, let's be honest, bro. I'm fucking 23 years old and like, okay, I have this giant fucking platform. Like, how have we gained all this success? Hard work. Like, we're learning as we fucking go. We didn't have parents that did this. We didn't, like, we have some like advisors. We have some people in our corner. But at the end of the day, those people let him post the Japan video. At the end of the day, like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, you can say, like, oh, you have a massive audience. Like, so you're held to a higher standard. Like, I'm just the same fucking kid that grew up and played fucking football and is like an idiot and likes to get drunk. Like that is who I am. So you can say like, oh, you have all this massive fucking platform and you need to do this and this. And like, I understand that. And like, I get that. And that is in the back of my head. And I've learned so much because I've been upheld to that and to become a role model, but you can't be fucking perfect. So like,
also, I don't want to see you dumb yourself down too much. You've been
I also really want to back that sentiment,
100%,
bro. The older I get, I'm 24 now.
Yep.
Japan happened when I was 22 and a few like little things after that, that was sort of like a ripple effect of me trying to self-sabotage and destroy everything I built because I was just in a weird mental headspace of trying to vilify myself.
Yep.
The older I get, the more I empathize with youth making mistakes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Publicly. Like trust we, me, before dude, us, bro. Before us, it was Bieber, right? When Bieber was doing absolutely all these crazy. But, and no one had the wherewithal to go, wait a second, isn't that a kid?
Yeah.
Whose developmental maturity has even been delayed because of his celebratory status.
Yep. But that's what I'm saying. And sorry to interrupt, like that happened to fucking me, bro.
For sure, you went right from high school to Hollywood.
Drop out of high school, 17 years old. Like, I'm in this fucking fantasy world, like, and all I'm doing is working and like doing random shit. Like, I don't feel like I matured until like the last like 18 months of my life, and it's the weirdest fucking thing because I like talk to people who are my age and like they're so much more mature than me, and I'm like, what the fuck?
In a way.
And I'm more mature in like a different way,
yeah.
In a way different way, yeah. Like experiences, yes. Like business, like
I'd say
social interaction. Yeah. But like, they're just more mature in like weird different ways. And I like try to learn from them, because I'm like, bro, like I was on set from 9 to 5 every single day in a little fucking room by myself.
Yeah, looking, you missed at a massive development
for 2 years. Yeah. Like I'm not trying to play victim, but like, that happened to me. With the Bieber maturity thing.
For sure. No, it's, I don't think it's you playing victim at all. Like, I think we're trying to, determine why maybe you are the way you are. Just like I had to do after my shit. Like I had to ask myself, like, why did this happen? Why did I become this way? I reached a conclusion. I found an answer and tried to go back down the road where I was at the fork and then go the right way.
Yeah.
I also think that your the response to this has been incredibly outsized. I think that you were pounded to your point because you're Jake Paul and because people love to get on the bandwagon and hate someone. By the way, I want to make sure this is very well known. If you see someone online who is spewing the fact that they're struggling or it's clearly dealing with some sort of mental health disorder, please do not create a bandwagon of hate against that person. Are you helping? Are you helping this person? Are you helping anyone by ganging up against someone who's made a mistake or who is feeling a certain way? That's the question I asked on Twitter. I want to put my cap on this because I also think this is an outsized response to a not fucking giant problem.
Yeah, facts.
And I just want to say the only thing you need to take from this, in my eyes, is a learning that there are hot button topics in this world. He knows this. I know this. And that you have to put an extra layer of caution on your verbiage when you talk about those things. Unfortunately, it's just how it is. Race issues, mental health, homophobic, like issues around same sex, whatever. Those issues, when you talk about them, a button should go off in your mind, a little alert button that says, alert, alert, add next layer of security around this verbiage, because it has to be perfect. It has to be. Unfortunately, that's just the world we live in. But
no facts.
Like I said,
can we put like a article in the description about like anxiety and like ways to deal with it?
Absolutely.
And like, if I want everyone to like, if you think you have it, like, or that you have it, go read that.
So let me ask you then, what did stem the tweet? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I guess I don't even know if I legally can, but like, let's say I'm in 4 lawsuits and it consumes my fucking life. I'm talking about like hour long phone calls, multiple times a week, depositions, interrogations.
Shut the fuck up. I didn't even know this.
We hear about some of it.
I didn't know it was this bad. Depositions, dude?
Yeah. Lawyer calls to talk about the depositions.
Oh my God.
Emails, finding evidence. So I have to like go back into like old shit. Like it's
but there's
fucking
more
nightmare
than just that too, though. No, right?
Well, what else? Like, no, that was, there's way more than that.
I was about to say, he's just scratching the surface.
Yeah. But and just like being in like a fucking, like I win the fight, right? Like I trained 5 months. That was my sole focus and purpose. And I like win, party, like have a good time, like turning the fuck up, like with all my fucking best friends. And then all of a sudden I get back to LA. I'm by myself. My girl's not there. I'm like sitting in the fucking room and I'm like, what do I do? Like, I don't even know what is Jake Paul right now? And like, where is this path? And like, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm looking at my house like, this is like, I live here. Like, this is my home. Like, everything was just like weird foreign soil territory. Like, I didn't.
Because you hadn't been there in months.
Hadn't been there in months. Just like all these like thoughts. It also coming down from the high I just had, like the ultimate of highs, coming down from like I, after I drink a lot, like days in a row,
yep,
I come down with like anxiety.
Yep, absolutely.
And
one of the reasons why I don't drink, by the way.
Yeah.
One of the big reasons. It drains all of your neurotransmitters and you wake up with lack of serotonin and lack of the things that you need to feel even slightly good. And that anxiety fires up. It's the core reason why I don't drink.
So like on this like huge come down and like at a weird place in my life where like I'm 23 and it's like, what do I want out of this life? And like, I just had to like start having like super like deep thoughts. And then that's when I was like, yo guys, I need to come talk to you. And like, just, I talked to his friends. That's what it was.
Did,
like,
that, helped, did that help you?
Yes. Yes. So much. Sorry, I'm getting like a little teary eyed, but, yeah. And then I wake up the next day and like have a phone call, like with my lawyers for one of the lawsuits. And I knew that it was going to be like a big L. And it, like, I'm just sitting on the phone call for literally like something I did not do. Like, it's, and it goes back to like people just like attacking Jake Paul and like wanting to see me fail for literally like fucking nothing. Like they're suing me for something I didn't do. Like, on God, it's just the most bullshit thing. And I literally had to pay them a lot of fucking money for no reason. And I'm like, it just pisses me the fuck off. And then.
You're good. Take a break. Take a break.
Yeah, take a breather. We can sit for a second. Why don't you?
I fucking hate.
Why don't you go give your brother a hug before I do? Maybe you could sit on that side with him for a second.
Hey, buddy. Nah, I just hate it, bro. I'm good. I have thick skin, but it's like, it's just like so annoying. It's like, why am I giving, like, not only did I spend like my time, my effort, my energy, my mom is like
always on,
spending hours of her day when she's retired. Like, she should be fucking, she's in Hawaii on a fucking lawsuit phone call, and they're like, yo, your son has to pay this. Like, it just like so stupid, and like so much time, effort, and energy. And it's like,
but it's also compounded, right? By a number of issues, by you're constantly dealing with hate from a certain, especially from a certain sector of the online community.
Yep.
You're dealing with the same thing that your brother did, which was the idea that you have to reinvent yourself to stay relevant, which is a massive pressure, a massive pressure, not to mention a number of other things that, you know, some the internet knows about and some that they don't. But I, as someone that's 35, looking at you, knowing you, I know for a fact that this is having a massive compound stress on your mind. I know that. And I know that prior to all this, even when you were top of the top, you were already struggling with anxiety.
Yeah.
You've told me since the day I met you, something that we've been able to relate on very well, that you struggle with racing thoughts, the inability to stop that feedback loop, which is the same shit I deal with. And to now see you struggling with all of these other things compounded on top of it, and then to see people dismissing all of it online and saying that you don't fucking know what it's like to struggle, is a lot for me to deal with. And I'm not even you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's why in the morning I'm like dealing with that shit. And then it comes like full circle with like, I can't even now speak about like how I'm feeling. And they say like bad things like happen in threes. And like, I really believe that. It was like lawsuit, like Tana shit. And then like trending on Twitter.
So we still got to get into that. It's like, obviously. It's, is that, and by the way, before we can start that.
I wouldn't limit it to threes, dude. I
think maybe that's not the best.
I'm just going to be
like, I got it done, dude.
I'm
going to
be realistic. You, and I'm sure a lot of people listening will relate to this. Like,
when it rains, it pours.
When it rains, it fucking pours, dude. Yeah, like, I say this all the time. Momentum is the strongest force in the universe.
Goes both ways.
It goes both ways, dude. You're going down a hill. I guess you're not going to go up a hill and gain momentum, but unless you're on like Mars or some shit.
I think that might be what it was, is like I had so much momentum and then it just like, boop, like.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org.
paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You also, to your point, I do have to throw this in there, and it's another important thing for people who deal with some sort of mental health problem, especially anxiety, but depression as well. You need to be very mindful of your triggers. This was talked a lot about in the comments on your tweet. Triggers and boundaries are so important. And a trigger for an anxious or depressive breakdown, a main trigger is long-term substance abuse. And you just went on a fucking bender, bro. I'm not, and by the way, I'm not trying to minimize your real issues.
Yeah.
I'm not. And also I want to make sure that people understand that I don't think this is coming from an angle of feel bad for me, Jake Paul. I don't think this is coming from a woe is me type situation. People need to understand that pain is pain and pain is relative. Some people go through breakup pain in the real world, or they lost their job and they have anxiety because of that. Your pain is your pain and you struggle with it. And I don't want people to fucking discount that. One, but two, I really do think that give it a week of leveling out after all of this fucking spectacle. And by the way, what your brother's now done to make it a little bit worse. And what the internet's done to you based on your tweet, I think once all this levels off, you're going to be just fine.
But that's the thing.
Not just fine. No, you're going to be better. Sorry.
That's the thing is like, and this is why like I've almost become like immune to like pain because
you're numb. Are you becoming
like numb? Like,
yeah, I've been there for 20 years. It's horrible.
I don't know what kind of pain, like numb to like anything that really happens. Cause I'm literally just like, this has happened before. Something like this has happened before.
You still
this
feel is happiness? Really
yeah. No, 100%. I am happy. That's why it's like, I think I'm so happy that I'm like numb to like any bullshit that like try, like it sucks and it's there, but it's like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, it's just like, oh, this has happened before. Thick skin. Cool. Move on. Like, I'll be fine in literally 36 hours, but like it still, I think like affects me maybe deep down, but it's like, if I let it get to me and I let it like eat all these like little things eat me away or let these lawsuits like really like conquer me, then that is where I stop living my life. So it's like,
when do you, I definitely think you're in a deeper, darker place than I ever was. And I think I told you that.
I don't know though. I don't know.
Maybe.
And it just manifests itself differently. And so it appears.
I guess one thing that helped me, bro, is like, I kind of just, it sounds bad, but I kind of just gave up. I kind of gave up trying to comprehend, trying to understand.
That's exactly what I'm okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's what I mean. Like, that's exactly what I'm doing is like, what am I going to do?
But please clarify, you didn't give up on life, but you gave up on trying to make everything make sense.
Exactly.
That's so important.
Exactly.
So important.
Chalk it up to the game. Yeah.
Kick back, bro. Yeah. Lawsuits are coming in. Yo, this shit fucking sucks. But
it's like cool.
Yo, look at your hands. Look at your feet.
Yeah.
Your heart's still beating. You're still breathing. You'll probably be all right. Great.
That's what I meant. I don't think it's numb. I think I'm literally just like giving up. Like, cool. I'm trending on Twitter. Everyone's hating me. Cool. Like, da 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 da. Cool. Like,
it could be worse. You could be Caitlyn Bennett.
She got fucking.
Did you see that by chance?
Oh, awful.
And did you see it? The video of at OU?
Yes.
At
Ohio University, my alma mater. Hey, should we talk about that for a sec?
I think so. I mean, she definitely. All right.
I think we should do that after and plug it in. I think.
Yeah.
So because
her, obviously her fringe audience and of course some other trolls and idiots on the internet think that we were owned by her video, which
I mean, was she on this podcast?
So she was on this podcast and then she kept just like, even after our podcast where we, we didn't have her on to talk about the Second Amendment. She's so well versed in that. Like, yeah. I go for it, girl. Do your thing. I had her on to humanize her, to be like, hey, we think you're actually like pretty smart. Like, you know your shit. Should you put your mind to it? Yep. But you're being evil with it. You're going and harassing people on college campuses and
dividing.
You're trying to evoke a reaction out of people. Yep. You are polarizing and you're ruining the exact foundation that you're trying to uphold.
Yep.
So we went on the episode on an episode of Impulsive, and after another one of her things, she was at a pride parade being disdained by the cops. She was just, again, just being like difficult Caitlyn Bennett. So we deleted her episode.
We took the episode off YouTube completely.
I didn't watch her response, but it was like Caitlyn Bennett owns Logan Paul. Whatever it was, yeah. Bro. I've said this before, like that girl's words are air. They're nothing to me. I don't care. I will never care. She's a fucking, like, this wall might as well be like trying to say something to me, but it can't, because it can't fucking speak and it doesn't matter.
Like, look at her pundits. Look at the people that pay attention to her words. They are the, you know, I hate to say it, but like the Keemstars, these people are trolls.
Are they, like, I don't even know. He put out
a tweet today that was like, well, you should find it. Well, I like Gun Girl. I don't know anything about anything she says, but she seems great. Like, very just dumb, like not the smartest.
This isn't even about politics anymore. She's just being fucking difficult. And so she went on OU. Ohio University, my alma mater. I went there for a year, and this was the first.
Is it still your alma mater if you didn't graduate?
It's not my alma mater. No, I went there for a year. this is the first time we've seen
this before, but not this one's
not,
big.
Not this one. This
one's big.
And I said on the episode when we deleted the podcast, I said I have no idea how this girl is safe when she goes out in public. I said she's probably carrying, has a camera on. Yo.
Well, you see the guy she's with, too?
These Bobcats didn't give a fuck.
These Bobcats.
Ohio University
Let's
was
go,
like,
Ohio.
Nah, bitch.
We ain't having this.
We ain't having none of this shit. I want to try to find these videos. God dang it.
I mean, they're
they were like throwing water in the
car. Everything. Everything.
They're mostly on social, yeah.
She's been warned. I want to empathize with her, because again, I know what it's like to be hated, but I knew when to like listen. I knew when to stop and be like, hold up. I think y'all are right about this.
I fucking suck.
she doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down. She could win tuple down. And the Bobcat snapped. The Bobcats started chanting, "Where's your diaper, bro?"
What does that mean?
Because she pooped her pants.
She has a really infamous pooping situation where she.
I haven't actually seen this one.
Oh my god. Is that her in the front?
Yeah.
No security? Or
no, she's got one massive security. Where the fuck is the fuck?
Imagine being that guy.
Yo, I saw the security one part.
He's just like.
No, he picked her up, dude. He picked her up and started walking with her through the crowd. That was the most efficient way, I guess, to move her. Because it was that unsafe.
Damn it.
I can't believe we can't find this fucking motherfucking video.
Which one?
The one with the crowd screaming, go home, go home.
Hey, if I was a security guard, I'd be like, I quit.
No one fucking likes you.
So I really do hate to
have to talk about this quickly, because I just said don't bandwagon hate people,
right?
We had a long conversation about this yesterday again with the Why Are People So Mean, and I said that no one deserves your hate or your animosity or you being mean to them until they've just catalysted that hate. I mean, she is a lightning rod of just problems, dude. She has harassed. She has caused mental and pain for people who are suffering for so long that I honestly, for so long, I felt bad for her, and I really don't feel bad for her anymore. Like, at what point have you poked the beehive so many times that when the bees fly out and start stinging the shit out of you, people are just like,
I told
you 50 fucking times.
Anyways, we're here again still.
Bandwagon, hate, and stuff.
So what? Is that it? I mean, what do you say about that? If somebody is really deserves it, like, I want to make sure we're clear about that.
I don't know.
Because who is to say who if they deserve it?
The decider,
deserve that or not? I think the thing to focus on is in your life is how can you try and love more than you can try and hate? Because I think there's so many people out there who just are haters, like hate first in any situation, whether it's that or just anything. Like they're like, I think there's more hate in social media and in the world than there is love. So if you are one of those people and you, and I kind of used to be like one of those people, like I was kind of filled with a lot of like, with a lot of hate when I was a kid. And I realized like, and I actually read a book like How to Win Friends and Influence People. And that great really book. Helped me. It was great like, book. Like, why am I not loving people? Like, and I had to like kind of make that transition. And now I'm like literally like 99% love and 1% hate. Like, and the 1% hate needs to be there to protect myself. But it's like, I don't think I hate really anyone.
Yeah, you don't move with that energy. Yeah.
You ever seen a hater that's just winning at all things in life, but is also just hating?
I have. Yeah, there's a couple I could say three names right now. I don't know if
they're haters.
I don't know if they're haters. Right? They're trolls. They're trolls that hurt people's feelings. Is that a hater?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think so.
Then yeah. I mean they're littered online. They're everywhere. Like
really? But oh, sorry. I guess I have different metrics for are they winning? Winning?
Yes. I mean, like, yes.
I'm gonna give you four names. Shit, different metrics on winning. Sorry,
but I heard all of those names, and I don't think they're winning.
By any means,
on the contrary, by any person's regular person's standards, those people are winning.
Okay, sorry, you're right. It's a metrics thing. That's I was thinking along the lines of like David Geffen, like he's on a 500-foot yacht. So like Bezos.
All right,
sorry. That's just what I meant.
That's like the 0.0001 plus some.
Yeah, you're right.
Listen, Kim Jong Un.
I want to talk about
hater,
something.
Massive.
I want to talk about something, bro. Because like we had scheduled you to talk about your win post Gib. Like I don't really I'm here for you.
Yeah.
This stuff's interesting and it's cool because I think people can take like an inkling of relatability from it. But I mean you got this Tana thing, which we can talk on or off camera. I'm fine with either. Or we could talk about Gib fight, or we could do both. In that order, in whatever order you want. I'm indifferent.
Yeah, it's weird because we haven't talked about it.
I know. I wanted to talk about it with you before the podcast started, but I was doing some promo for the last one. I'm down to postpone that conversation and talk about it off camera. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess I don't care either though.
I think what you said to me via text is good, and there's some validity in there, and I don't think people will disagree with you. I just like I'll give you my point of view, obviously, because I'll try to like rebuttal what you're saying, or at least have an answer or response to it. I think let me say this: we've something about the I don't know something about the pressure of the viewers and eyeballs watching you have a civil discourse is nice. Like for me, I feel I like having the audience to listen and weigh in. I like to listen to people and their opinions, even if they're right or wrong, I'll still listen.
Yeah.
And so I have no problem. Like when we cleared like Evan's shit up on this podcast, we've had heart to hearts with Spencer on this podcast. You just kind of open up a little bit with us. I think it helps, but again, I'm indifferent, bro. Whatever you think is healthier. Blue Chew. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the active ingredients, sildenafil or tadalafil. The same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis. And the chewables can work faster than pills. I can attest, up to twice as fast.
How fast?
It's fast. It's
like give me a time.
15 minutes.
And you're just like, whoa. Right, 15 minutes.
Can I get some of these?
Yeah,
can
of course.
Taking out a full.
Can we order some?
No, we have an endless supply.
Oh, or an shit. Empty stomach. There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy, and they ship directly to your door in a discreet package. They're prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. They give you confidence in bed every single time, even if you cannot feel your penis because you use dick-numbing spray. You and your partner are going to fucking love it. Chew and do it. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. Also, this is our last episode we do Blue Chew at this rate.
What?
It's done. Blue Chew, you gotta pay extra.
I agree.
You gotta pay extra for
because
now on.
Between the two of us, I've talked about the times where I was drinking in the past. I was not even a functioning human. And I woke up the next day and I had a girl say to me, "You are the best sex I ever had in my life."
Because of Blue Chew?
Because of BlueChew.com. Get your Blue Chew, kids. Or if you're 18 plus, or if you're having sex, but do it safely with numbing spray. I don't fucking know. Blue Chew's great.
Anyways, we're here.
Why's your fingernail blue?
I lost the bet with Julia.
Oh, shit.
And she had to paint just your pinkies?
No, she's supposed to paint my whole nails and my feet. And I said, absolutely not.
Why not? Why'd you just let her do the pinkies?
Because I'm a fair sport.
Let me see your hands. You still have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Ever since he was a kid, he had a problem with someone scratching his nails.
Is that why
you didn't let her go?
Yeah, I also don't like when people are touching my nails. And it just like, bro, like after she did the first one, I was looking at it. I was like, nah,
dude. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Dudes are doing it. No.
If it was black, but like, not true. Blue.
I bet.
That girl makes you happy, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. I think you're gonna pull through all this, man. I really do. Because I know that since you were able to get to this point and that you were smart enough and versatile enough and had thick enough skin to make it here, I think you're gonna be just fine.
No, 100%. I've been through harder shit, you know? So it's like it still doesn't mean like it sucks when you go through hard shit.
Of course.
Though.
Take a break, man. Take a breather. Don't drink anymore for a week or two. Get your fucking.
I don't know if that's the move.
I think you should sell your house. I think you should sell your house, shave your head, and go somewhere for 6 months.
So we all said that. I agree with the selling the house part. But I also, Jake, I'm telling you, it really affects your mood a lot. And if you're in a bad place, adding depressants in is not a smart move.
I think having a drink to take the edge off, which is what I did last night, like really helped. So it's like
you're having one drink.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna argue with you there. I mean,
take the edge off.
It might have been two.
Okay,
but like enough to get tipsy. I have a high tolerance, so it's like
all I'm getting. Drink, like, you do it, everyone. I've never been one to own people on personal responsibility. All I'm getting at is marijuana, alcohol, depressants.
Yeah, 100%.
Use them. Fucking.
I think
them the right way.
I think it's like it compounds though. I think if I like. Drink for one night and the next day I don't feel any like sort of depressed. I think if you do like 5 days in
a
row,
you need to moderate a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But like, I don't think there's something wrong with like a glass of wine at night. Like,
It's all about by the person, obviously.
Yeah.
But if it whatever works for you, man, but we love you.
Let's hit what you do. You have a heart out. Because if so, how hard is the heart out?
My out's actually harder, but I think that a lot of fans would love to see you and your brother riffing on the set. So,
What is your heart out?
I gotta go shoot that thing with Cobb.
What is it? What time?
With Corinna.
My heart out is technically right now, but
I just wanted to hit on this Gib kiss. I think real quick.
Let's do it real fast.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this is why we had initially invited you on the show to talk about this insane first round TKO of this dude Gib that everyone thought that was going to beat you, and you fucking destroyed him.
And first of all, I want to say I it doesn't even feel real. Like when you do exactly what you imagine you're going to do and practice you're going to do every single day for 3 months, is like one of the best feelings in the world. There's literally nothing like it. And what's crazy about it is like when you and a human go into a ring and you both have the opportunity to like take each other's lives and you destroy them in 2 minutes. Like I'm addicted.
Yeah,
I'm addicted to the sport.
Yeah,
like
you love it.
Yeah,
it's one of the most primal things humans can do. You are a modern day gladiator.
Yes.
That event was one of the most exciting things in my life. To watch you dominate in that fashion was phenomenal. Like you saw my reaction after. It was just, bro, I was stoked. Like you had a lot on your shoulders.
I would love to see you keep going with it. And just quickly, because I think there's no matter how big your success is when it comes to online social media, when it comes to content, there's always still people that are like, oh, that kid's a fucking douchebag. Not about you, but about anybody. It could be that kid's a loser. Yeah, he's getting 10 million views, but yeah, but he makes shit for kids. When you go in the fucking ring and have a decisive victory, nobody can say shit.
Yeah.
Nobody can say shit when you go. And then when you go and do it again and again and again, and you stand there and you put your fucking hands up, people have to respect Jake Paul. They have no fucking choice.
That's facts.
And I love that for you, bro.
And I love it as well because I think it shows, like, I think it just shows like a different side of me. And I think it's exactly what you said. Like, it's a way for people to see that side of me and earn their respect because I feel like being Jake Paul, like, it's really hard to earn people's respect because of the exact position I'm in where it's like I'm 23, I'm aged up. My younger fans are now into different things. So it's almost like this like lingering gray area of like, what is Jake Paul? And I think boxing is a way for people to respect me. And I think I saw thousands of people giving me props and credit and even people who were like, I hate Jake Paul, but that was good. And you have to admit that he can fight and like that. And that felt really good.
It's awesome.
Yeah. When you did the thing, when you TKO'd Gib in the first round, were you offended at all that anyone thought there was a chance he could stand up against you? Were you offended that you had to take 3 to 4 months out of your life to go in a training camp to beat this kid just to get a chance maybe at JJ?
No, I wasn't offended. And I said it the whole time. I said it from the very first thing. Gib is a waste of time. And everyone was like, because KSI hyped him up. And by the looks of it, he's 2-0. He comes forward. He's aggressive. Yep. He can take a hit. He's wild. He yells on his vlogs and shit. Like, by the looks of it, like, he looks like a worthy opponent. And people hyped him up. And he did have a big fan base behind him. And his videos, like, leading up to the fight were getting more views because all of the people in the UK community, like, were so stoked for him. On my side of it, it was like, I'm not that excited because, like, I have to explain to every single person, even my fans, like, who this Gib guy is.
Yeah.
But I think even the week leading up to the fight, there was like an energy that, like, I don't know. And I don't know why. And I didn't feel it. I just saw it. I never believed it at all. But the energy was like, this kid is like legit. Like, and talking about Gib, like, oh, like people were really starting to believe that like he could actually beat me. And so I don't know. I'm not offended by it. And that's exactly what that's exactly what you trained to do. That's the exact outcome I wanted. Obviously it would have been doper to have like a clean, like KO Ryan Garcia style, but, that's exactly what I wanted to happen.
It's cool to see your hard work, translate in that
way.
You
busted your ass for that.
Yeah. And I think, like I said, this is it. It's just what you said. Gib is he's a doormat. Right? Yeah. He's a stepping stone for you to get to the next level.
Horrible. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just saying.
in context, I've made it very clear. Like, I think Gib's like cool. I think he's funny. He's a funny creator. He's entertaining.
In the boxing,
really fun to watch. Yeah, but like, bro, like for your like. Ryan Garcia just knocked the shit out of Francisco Fonseca. And it's like, yo, I beat the shit out of that guy. But also great guy.
Yeah.
Just I'm talking about Gib for your career was, it's time, you know, stepping you used stone. Him to leveled up, mm-hmm. to level up, which hopefully is KSI. So, I mean, if we want to dive into that a little bit, is that something you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah, no, 100%. Our managers are meeting, I want to say Friday. I don't know what date is, but our managers are meeting Friday in the UK. And we'll see what happens. I just think KSI is gonna try and duck as long as possible. And I called it in a video. I said as soon as KSI sees my performance, he's gonna try and duck and duck and duck. But I really think it's gonna be the same outcome. Like, I really believe in like people are gonna clip this and put it on like the Bread Batch and shit like that. But I really believe that I'm going to beat him in the first round, and I believe it with all of my heart. And people will say, you're an idiot, bro, he beat your brother, I get that, but it's just like, I see it, I've felt it, and I've done it, and I said that I was gonna do it before. literally walking up to the arena, I said, first round.
Yeah.
Against this kid who is supposed to be my hardest opponent, who is going to destroy me. So it's like people can say like, oh, you're stupid. It's KSI, our beloved KSI. But I know I am going to defeat him with ease.
I don't disagree. I mean, he doesn't have a chin and you're a swinger. So now what?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I learned from your fight. You hit him one time. That was like the first, and it was a big hit, but like that was the first real hit and it dropped him.
Yeah.
So
he got Hart though. Watch out.
But so did Gibb.
True. Would you go back to Big Bear with Shane?
For sure. It's just different, bro. Even when I come here and like, I was training here yesterday. It's just like a different feel. It's like you become a different person there, and it's really you become a boxer is what it is.
Yeah. Did you, the fight would be, I'm assuming in England.
Of course, that's what they're going to push for. I just think it'd be cooler to do it like somewhere like Dubai, Saudi Arabia. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like Saudi would supplement the bag too.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's such a smart... we need that bag. So it's like
Saudi will literally chip in an extra 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because that's nothing to them. It's like off the bottom of their shoe. They're like, what did you say? 10 million? Yeah. They don't give a shit about 10 million. I mean, they gave fucking, what's his name? What? Ruiz and they spent like 100 million.
8-9 billion. Yeah.
Oh, what was it? How much is
8-9 billion?
Yeah, you know, okay. I thought you said million. I was like, hey, that's light.
All right, so what do you do now, bro? Because you're semi, you're sort of in limbo.
Wait, that could be a whole episode.
I don't know.
How about just what are you gonna do today?
I think it's okay not to know.
And you don't need to know shit.
And I have like I'm filming like some random stuff. Like I'm just having fun with my friends. I'm in love, and which is great. And I'm just gonna chill. Like
you're in love.
That's nice.
Yeah,
bro. What the fuck? Why is everyone falling in love but me,
bro? You're the one that was the first one to say it's the year of the girlfriend.
Yeah, we all just listen to you.
It's the year of the girlfriend.
We're all just following your orders.
I was thinking the same thing, bro. We're very similar in weird ways. I almost think it was the exact same day. I was literally thinking like, damn, I need a girlfriend.
I need to park.
I need a partner in crime. Mike doesn't do it for me because I can't fuck him.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, you could.
I mean,
yeah, you could. It's 2020.
Would you consent or no?
Nah.
Yeah, unfortunately. See, I can't.
We've talked about the scenario before. Man. Not that scenario, but what it would cost.
What about this? Dick ransom guy.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. Like, what would it cost if
someone's holding me hot, Jeff's giving me the neck.
Obviously, I'm sucking.
Like, would you suck a dick for your boy if I'm on death row?
If you are literally gonna die, I'm sucking every fucking dick. Obviously, bro. Are you fucking kidding? You're my best friend. If you wouldn't suck your dick to save your best friend's life, then you're an asshole.
Some people wouldn't do it. I bet you find a nice guy named Kevin from Kansas. He ain't sucking.
He plays a lot of football and drinks a lot of protein.
By the way, shout out Kevin from Kansas. I know you're watching. We've been through this exercise so many fucking times. When you see this, post a video on Twitter of yourself watching this episode. You drop whatever drink you're holding. I've seen the whole thing play out. It's happened. We shout out Sharon from Kansas. We've talked about so many people on the show.
Idaho's a bit, North Dakota.
Who do you got?
And Max from Florida.
Max from Florida.
Oh my God, yes.
Shout out Max from Florida. Thanks for watching.
All right, Jason.
Great show.
Damn, I cried like a bitch.
Nah, fuck that shit, bro. No. You know how many times I've fucking cried, bro?
I think I told you.
I haven't cried in like a year.
How good does it feel?
Really?
It feels so good.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I did cry the other night. Actually.
And in the locker room. after your brother's fight. You're like, I cry every fucking day. What am I going to do?
I think it's good, bro. Like, you're awesome.
Thanks.
Like, there's a reason, like, in real life, the celebrities everyone fucks with you. You just have to get that version of Jake Paul onto the content.
People on the internet don't think I'm likable.
Yo, I'm wearing no jumper shorts right now, by the way. And Adam22 has been on a rampage talking shit about me lately. I just want to say this at the end of this.
It's because you got to stop being such a bitch, bro.
No. And not really talking shit. But today he commented on the tweet I made back at you and said that I'm like Hitler's most trusted advisor in private conversations. That's what he texted me this morning to tell me he said that on the show. He's like, I just want to give you a heads up. Adam, what the fuck is good? Do we need to come on No Jumper? I'm wearing No Jumper shorts. I wear them every day. I thought we were boys.
I think you guys are the same height, same weight, and you should fight.
Oh my God, that'd be sick.
He's actually asked.
Both equally decrepit old men who play with
porn stars.
Fuck porn stars.
I know it's fucked.
A tumultuous past. This could be good.
Yeah. 10-ounce gloves. Yeesh. No head guards.
All right, guys. Hit that subscribe button. And more importantly, go subscribe to Impulsive Clips for all the best of Impulsive in clip form. Jake, thanks for coming on. You can follow him on Instagram at Jake Paul.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys.
Peace.
When you go on holiday, there is no finer achievement than doing absolutely nothing. Nothing on the beach. Nothing by the pool. Walking kind of nowhere and chatting about nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight. So you can have a bit more money to go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing. Expedia, made to travel.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.